Vav Sif Beis and Gimel. Remembering down that enough of Olav is puzzle. If the another more than the Olav will be puzzle. Mutan Kasha, if he might be Kasha, he might be Mounty. Now he might be Mounty. So remembering down that Dovah Zer Bina Gadamu Makam Ibo Israel. Listen to Makam Echish, Tamim Shem Mekam is Kasha. Mer says one, it's only about one Makam, two to base in Mekasha. Mer says Fakat, two to base in Menumer. And Mer says no, Fakat. That if it's Anav Mumi Alav, it's possible that Leishon El Anav is Shkurav, Anav Yurak is meaning Adasim. Mer has a chalak between green, which is meaning Adasim, Mer Shankain, black is going to be possible. Our Prophet says, Adam is Kashkuris, red has a din of black. Akapanim, we all that if another are more, then it's going to be possible. So the Chavir brings down. Number Olav, Imhayiruk is Kasha, is Mikasha, and Dumas is Mipasal. So what does it mean that there are more grapes than Olav? What does it mean? Like, how do you figure out? What does it mean? Like, how do you make the cheshbon? So the possible way to make the cheshbon is Pekarakis is count how many leaves you have, how many berries you have, and if you have more berries than leaves, it's possibly you just count it, and the cheshbon is it comes out more, then it's going to be considered more, and it's going to be possible. Right, it's not totally in size. The possibly they say it's possibly in
usually
count.
It sounds like there's only two berries leaves. Berries per nest, there's only two berries.
The way you say?
Each nest one, two, only three, has two.
I see ten over there. Well, one,
yeah,
two,
but
three,
compared
four.
To each leaf, thing has two, and there's three coming out.
Okay, so that's not going to be more. So then there's going to end up being more leaves and grapes, and then therefore berries, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Kriyakim is a suffix. Let's say I have on the top. And as we saw by Yavish, we saw that the top is the Iker, and there's a special, we will see actually, that there's special chashivas to the top. So it clears over here that, do you say that, let's say if you have the top a lot of berries, does that make it possible because the top is the Iker? It's like, similarly like saw by Lulav and by Esrig, that there's certain chashivas to the top. Yeah, there's rave on top. You know, does that make a difference? He blives sarachim, he doesn't give a clear achra what's going to be in top of the top, whether that's going to make a difference. How long is the passes for? This is very interesting. The Chara brings down, doesn't say how long the passes is for. Ramah brings down, Rishon Ve'elach Kasher. Ramah brings down, first thing on, it's going to be kosher. It's only going to be possible the first day.
Second.
What do you say? Only first day is going to be possible. Afterwards, it's going to be kosher. Mechaber and Sifyan Aleph says, "Only al hadash anav from Olav biyantiv noit levein v'varchalav." You'll make a bracha. Sure, for example, v'seisiv as possible afilu b'shayamim. As possible 7 days. As according to Mechaber, it's possible 7 days. According to the Ramah, it's going to be possible 1 day. Now the shayla is, this is a little bit sarachian. What's the pasas over here? What's the kesaron when you have enough mealov? It's other yom. What's the pasas? What's the pasas? Right. Okay. The pasha pshat is going to be as hader. That's a psul hader. I think where it sounds like a kashuta. The lashon gemara over here is that what that the number. Pasuk Pshat is Mar says 2 or 3 because I'm a number of pasuk. Rashi is lav hadu. The pasuk Pshat over here is going to be a pasulus of a psul hadu. Now, but psul hadu is machlekes. How many days is a psul hadu? How long is a psul hadu? So that's it's based on mechaber Ramah. The Ramah holds that psul hadu is going to be all 7 days, and mechaber holds that psul hadu is only 1 day. So it comes out very interesting over here. Normal psul hadu mechaber holds 1 day. Ramah holds all 7 days. Over here, we're saying the Mechaber holds over here as we puzzle all 7 days, and the Ramah holds only puzzle 1 day, which is really the opposite. So the Magen Avraham already is higher down on the Ramah. Ramah says over here as we puzzle 1 day, he says, Tazas, it's like, what do you mean, Opsil, they're all 7 days? Like, well, you know, what's going on over here? Lachar, what's the Pshat over here that he's saying it's 1 day? Lachar, Opsil, they're going to be all 7 days. And Meshur Taka goes that, and Echanami, the Didan, the Peskin, the Kaman, the Simitar Fresh Mentes, Psulamach, the Pasan called Shiva. It says that according to us who hold that Slihadu all 7 days, so according to us. Asa is going to be pasul all 7 days. What?
Asa
is the Ramal. What? Asa is the Ramal. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit tzarchin. That's what Taz is going to be like, why is this pasul all day? Any different? Taz is going to be like, Ramal is pasul all 7 days. Here he says 1 day. Like, why? You know, why obviously any different? Then, after all the Cheshbonis, the Rebbe says that, and Chanami, maybe the Ramal is going in some other shita, but in Chanami over here, he says we ought to psalader, and Maskan is going to be pasul all 7 days. In the Mechaber, which over here is pasul all 7 days, even though normally it's Hadr is all 1 day, so it's 100% clear. I mean, the Mishabrua does bring down in Shartzi and Dalet that. He says, what's the process of it? He says, Lav Hadu. That's what he starts saying. He says, in Sharsin, Dala brings down, Yishami Mashma, the Iker Tam is when Shkrus Eidumis is Nigmar Pri, the Chesaron is Nigmar Pri, but Torim at Katam, Onof Uloi Pri. So you have to take a branch, not a Pri. Mashenke Birok is a Dayan, Nigmar Pri, therefore it's going to be okay. So there's another Pasuk shot of it. The Pasuk of here is that it says, Onof Eitz, if you have to take Onof and not a Pri, and being that over here is considered a Pri, therefore that's going to be possible. So I'm not sure why that'd be better, because I think that kashrut has to be possible 7 days, right?
Why should green be better than that?
What do you say?
Why should the birds are green? Why should it not be green? Just because
it blends in better. It's not Nigmar Pri, that's all. It's not that. What CS is, it's like an apple, which is hard and gets whatever. So it starts off green and it's not a Pri yet. And when it gets to red and black, that's when it turns into. That's when it turns into Gemara Pri. So I'm not sure if that's really going to help us. If you say the psul is out that, I'm not sure if it's going to help us that why that's three psul one day. That's three psul 7 days. It's a chafsa. That's a natsum chafsa. I think that would be that some psul of the 7 days. But Kupanim, the Chayrol is psul 7 days. Ramah says 1 day, but the Maisa, if he says Lididan, is me psul all 7 days. Now, if you have it, so you know we might be on to working. Might be on to the Gemara says we might be on to. It's going to be a tikkun kli. So nechikul rishenim. This tikkun kli is it's a deraisa. It's a derabanan. What's nafkamina? What's nafkamina? What's going to be? What's nafkamina? It's a derabanan. So. What do you say? So Kivega says of it, what's not Fumina? Fumina is that if you get a girl, you do it. The klal is that something which is a deraisa, a mila nachri, if something is a deraisa, it's also to do a mila nachri and it's a deraisa. You can't get a girl to do a deraisa. Something which is derabanan. So the klal is that it's a derabanan, shvus to shvus, a makaim mitzvah, makaim sairach, we're going to be makal. So because if you hold like this, she does all of it, say it's a derabanan, so then he says Rashi's in the verse, it's a derabanan. So the human sounds like it's a derabanan. It means that Mordechai is Mashmas Issa Deraisa. It says, if it's going to be Issa Derabanan, like the Tosis and the Lavash, so then, and the Chanami, we want to get a guy to do it. Mashing if it's Issa Deraisa, so then we also have to get a guy to do it. What's really said of Shail is, there's something called Makab Patish, Tikkun Mana. The question is, are we Misakas as the Mamash be a full Makab Patish, a full Tikkun Mana, or it's not enough of a Tikkun on a Deraisa Tikkun 11, it's only going to be a Tikkun on the Derabanan Tikkun. Pasul the kasher, you know, it's not so clear when you make a halachic difference, you know, make a shini that's some chepsa, whether that really is considered, whether that's enough to be said in a makar patas and shin, mamatesh, I remember a bunch of cases like that, like just, let's say you say to make something from treif to kasher, like a bit of a shishin, what's that? You can eat it now, I can eat it, does that take a mana? So, those things are like, they're one day getting, not so much, I don't see so much of, for fine Shabbos is more malachas on Shabbos to see if to accomplish. We only see it in that. So much. Therefore, Taisa is not so much of a tikkun to be considered a. It's not so much of a tikkun to be considered a. It's to be considered as a deraisa. What do you mean? Oh, Asmaisa Shabbos. Not so much of a difference. I'm saying. Now the Gemara says that there's a difference. The Gemara says that. If it came into Yontav and it's Dichi Meikara, and then if there's going to be Machshir, what's Halacha? Well, I said, Mar says Mutik. If Shadibachar is not going to be Dichi. If it was Nir V'Nicha, if it was Roy, and it was Nicha, then Mar has a Safek, it could be Nir V'Nicha is going to be worse. What's it say? What's the Taish? If it's something which is never Roy, so it's not like bottle from it. Something which was Shaykh to it. I guess you want to say like more or whatever. Something had the potential, you didn't do it, it's worse, right? If it's not mishtayach to it, so then it doesn't get a chalois shame pasla. So that kipshutei seems to be the maskana. The Gemara, the dicha mikar would not be dicha, and your v'nicha would have to be considered a dicha. So the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rishayim anamakal, because even when it's dicha, even when it's nir v'nicha, they seem to say it's going to be kasha. And the shayla is, the pashas the Gemara sounded like that nir v'nicha is going to be worse. And what's trying to end the Rif and the Rambam? So the two ma'achim, the Seisif and the Taz. There's one ma'ach to say that the Gemara, which said originally that nir v'nicha is going to be a dichai, that was once the Gemara is mechadish that somebody else could be, if you have another shana, it's kasher, or doing it with somebody else. That there's a way to do on yontif since it's not nir v'nicha. What's always say nir v'nicha? It's not right. It's not right. Therefore, it comes muscle. If it's shayach to go in and do it, so then that's not called nidcha. If there's a klal in kachem. If it's biyodoy, then it's not called that's nidcha. So once the Gemara brings in a concept that it's shayach to do it ayidei, it's shayach to do it through, if you have another shana, or somebody else could do it, so therefore it's not anymore nir v'nidcha. It's not nir v'nidcha anymore. Since he could do it l'achila, therefore it doesn't make this any roi. And therefore, once the Gemara is mechadish l'achila, therefore it's not going to be nidcha, and therefore it's going to be okay. First, our Sameach asks the Kasha that why is it mutter to take the berry l'achila? Why isn't Huxel mitzvasai? Just so you find if you hang up your esrig and your shai comes up, that if somebody hangs up his esrig and his sukkah, the yoifi. Some people do that, right? Then all of a sudden his esrig comes pasal on sukkah. He's like, oh no, on of esrig. So Shaz can go down and take down his esrig, which he hung up to be a sukkah decoration. So luck is, something which is huksel mitzvasa, it becomes a chilka of the mitzvah, you're not allowed to go ahead and take it down, and you can't use it for something else. And once you make that, if you vato something for the, to be part of the noy sukkah, that becomes a chilka of it, you can't go ahead and use it. That's why if decorations fall on sukkahs, why is it muksa? The muksa which it is that being that it's huksel mitzvasa, therefore you're not allowed to use it for something else, therefore now technically it's muksa. That's why if it falls down on yontif, not chalomayit, you can't move it around, because it's huksel mitzvasa, therefore you can't take it down, you can't move it, so therefore it's something which is not payment for teltel, and therefore you can't move it on yontif. If it falls down on chalomayit, you let him move it. Huksel mitzvasa doesn't mean that it's muksa, it's not muksa on chalomayit. Huksel mitzvasa means it's miyuchet for its mitzvah. So in fact, our sameach, just like if you hang up your esrig on your sukkah, becomes huksel mitzvasa, and you can't go in and use it, so why, if I have this hadas, it has berries on it, it's huksel mitzvasa, it's on yontif, it's a chelik of the hadas, so why am I going to take a lechila? The charesh rokes mitzvasei, and why is the Gemara saying on yontif we might it and take it, take a lechila? What? No, we're talking about where what?
Not a good hadas. If you were eating it, it was never kosher.
What do you say?
Why
is the
muksa for the mitzvah?
What do you say?
How many
anomalies are there? Is it really anomalies? What do you say? No, what are we saying now? We're saying it's biyadai, right? Nesir v'nechus. We're saying now, the maskan of the Rambam Oz is going to be kasha. Why is it be kasha? Because being that it's biyadai to take it off, lachila. So therefore, it's not nir v'necha. It was always right. Nir v'necha is only it was shayach, then like you pushed it away, right? So over here,
is that a nit from the first place?
No. Yeah.
Okay, there, so
you're
saying, is there a nit from the first place?
It's biyada, yeah. I'm saying it's biyada. So the Shevim say, yesh achalik between, this is a very pashachalik, yesh achalik between, between when you're hanging it up on your sukkah, so it's a chalik of the yavid sukkah. It's a chalik of the, it's a chalik of the yavid sukkah, it's a chalik of the, it's part of the no sukkah, then becomes huksel mitzvasa. Over here, it happens to be there. It wasn't the chiluk of the, it's not the yofi of the sukkah, it's just something which is grounded there. That's not huksel mitzvasa. By the no sukkah, where there's an inyan of no sukkah, it was meaf of the sukkah, then we say huksel mitzvasa. Mashenke, if Mashenke in a situation where it's not coming from any noise, it just happens to be there, that's not huksel mitzvasa, and it's not going to be a problem. Akapanim, the mechab is not mechalik between whether nir v'nicha or it's nir v'nicha, or it's going to be, or the chamichari, the belach brings that mashus v'la afilu mishru biyontiv, have a nir v'necha, afilu Even for those Hishra Biyante, if it was near Venircha, Filachi Chayz Venira, Kishim Sakin, it's me good, Bems Bayez Gemara, it was a Shiloh. I am Beseis Mitarz Zeh, Beseis Mitarz Zeh, Chayntaz Gain, Mayez on the Kula Hulk was there. The Mayez on the Mechaber Seis him, because the Riffar Shram Lechilku, Filachi Zeh, it's like, I want to say it's not a Raya, why? He says, because Bemetz, Stam Shkurs, Lehi Mash Makalash, and Nishkub Ayoim. If it's black, he says, Mestam happened, Meesimo, and therefore, Benkach and Benkach came like they weren't making a fairish. A lot of Yishem was the Meister of Machmer. It says Ein Lachokel Bazeh. Yishem the Meister of Belachor and Free Yishnapi Mekel. And he says 100% Muchach from the Yishem. That's what they had. One last thing when they get this, and we'll go on to Mosholosh, is that the Gemara says that green is Kosher Mini Hadas, red and black is possible. Besides, what's going to be other meaning? Blue, orange, green. So the Mishmur brings down from the Kappas tomorrow. The Kappas tomorrow is Mestad Lachmer Bazeh. I want to say that Kipshutai. He wants to say Mistad Lachmer. The Pimagadim is Mesopic. What was the stuff of Pimagadim? He says it's a little bit tally in what's he said a Dover. If they said a Dover is Gemar Pri, so it could be red and black is Gemar Pri, and the other colors are not Gemar Pri. If the Vod is in the Mini Dahadas, so only green is Mini Dahadas, other things are not Mini Dahadas. He says it could be maybe it's on the two timeim, and he doesn't give a clear achra what's going to be the Allah. Fine, let's move on to Siv Kimbal. The one brings down that. This is probably the part which most of the Galachal Maisa. More brings down that a hadas has to be on a face, ovis, h has to be ovis. Ovis, kashin, ovis, pasta. Echdom, ovis, amid of the kami, tosa, tosa, tafi, vakan. Has to be three in each leaf. Vakan is the future of a had. Vakabi, the mother of Chevachad, love the Puma, the Vakana. A Malay, that's called hadas, shaita, you should not to do such a thing. So, what does it mean, three on the leaf? Shitas Rashi is. That you have to have three shleish al mekan echad. Basically, you have to three coming out of one oketz. And as I say, you have to have three, one, two, three coming out of one oketz. Tosfos says, I don't know. This thing over here, I give to you. Hey, pass it to me over here. Pass it over here. This has each oketz is. This is oketz. One. Three leaves. We have three okasim, one leaf each. Rashi wants three leaves. Pachpach on Rashi is that there are three leaves coming out of one okas.
And that would wrap around the branch going
first? Yes. It's like Taisus Chomer Gedeli, Deni Matzah. It's like a Veve Chomer. We don't find such a thing. They have to have three threes going around. Like, would we find such a thing? So I think they start selling now Rashi, Rabbis. I think they've seen them around. Well, Kapanim. Huh? You know, If you have, if there are some, even though they're separate okets, if they're close to each other, that's enough to be considered, that's considered mashulash, and that's the tree you have to have mashulash. Therefore, we hold that you have to have, if you have two b'shavas, it's not obvious, it's called hadashaita, it's going to be possible. Therefore, maybe we'll make such a thing. The Goyin said, like, there's no such thing as such a minag. You have to have each Alan, Shalom, Mekol, Chavakad. So, the main shaila is, what does it mean you have to have in Shitas Tosfos, you have to have three Olin and one Kan. You know, what does that mean? How close does it have to be? So there are three Shitas. We'll call it Shita Mati B'Shem Nebeskarav, which is not so Pashet. Shita which they say B'Shem Nebeskarav, which is not so Pashet Nebeskarav like that, but they say B'Shem Nebeskarav. We'll call it the Shita of Chazanesh, and the Shita of, we'll call it the packages. And we'll say, you know, where they're all coming from. Mashem Rav B'Shem, the Brisker Rav is, you have to have three B'Kan Echad. Three coming out, B'Diyuk. The same thing. You have to be Mamash Shavah B'Shavah B'Diyuk. And one's a little bit higher, one's a little bit lower. then it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be a hadash shaita, and it's going to...
No.
Yeah, but the question is, what does that mean? What's not lower than another? It has to be three separate stems, but they're equal. They meet around shava shava bidyuk. I mean, there's a story which are shava starting shava shava. Three different stems, but they're equally mamish shava shava, starting bidyuk the same place and
same ring.
Yeah.
Even one.
You have to have a kulima. They want to have kulima. We'll see in the next sugya. Kula, ruba.
What's it kind? The stem itself.
Wait, say in Rashi or in Taisus? No, it means. So that's what we're discussing right now. So the brisker, they say what they say b'shein the brisker of is has to be three b'diyuk coming out, starting like this mamish b'diyuk, and if it's that, it's no. Chazan Ish, there's a maisa with the Chazan Ish. This is real life. It's coming from somebody who brought the Chazan Ish Hadassim, and it was a mamash shava shava, but there's a certain thickness of it. You see the certain thickness when it comes out, there's a blita. You see there's a certain thickness where it comes out of? So you count that whole blita, and if they meet each other, when you go around, you do a chudamakif. If you do a chudamakif and they meet each other, then it's going to be okay.
How thick is the hood?
Kipshuta is the part where it's coming out of from. In other words, you have to really go like that. You can't just do the whole thing. The part where it comes out, there's a certain small amount. Not, you don't just take the whole thing. Where it's coming out of from, there's a certain whatever, and one's a little higher, one's a little lower. If you do a churamakif, then the chazan said that definitely is okay. Not that more than that is not okay. He says that if it's a churamakif, he says that definitely will be okay. He's saying it's definitely okay if I could go around and you know, there's a certain... No. So that's definitely going to be okay. There is a Yishami and Klayim, which by Klayim has its own separate thing, that you have to have Shtayim, Kenegizayim, Echashoyish. You have to be connected to each other. Shtayim, Shtayim, Kenegizayim, Echashoyish. There's a Zonav to have by Klayim, you have to have five. So the more it discussed, like, if the thickness of the tree, you have one like that, so Yishami says... That's cool. They connected each other. You know, even though they're not mamas. They have the same shahas. Mamas like that, or you have a thickness of a tree, and one's like that, and as long as they meet each other, it's going to be okay. And the Chazal said that definitely is going to be okay. One of the Abraminim broke down that even Rav Chaim, that even Beskarav, David said even Beskarav really held like that. That doesn't have to be mamas, and it could be like that also. But the Chiz of Chazal said is definitely good. Now the Shaila ends up in the Shita, I'll go back in a second. Now this third Shita, Shom Zama went like this, and that. What's the issue over here? It's Hadash Shaita. That's what it is, right? If it's not equal, it's Hadash Shaita. Something which is a Shaita, like we mentioned before. You're walking down the street, you see somebody's a Shaita in a second. I don't have to look so closely to tell whether it is a Shaita or not a Shaita. You can just see it. The Pasha is very, very recognizable. Therefore, if a Be'erech looks okay, then it's okay. You don't have to sit there looking at it so closely and measuring and this and that. And that's going to be the gather of Hadas Shaita. Therefore, you want to know most of the packages, that's what they're doing. They just have hundreds of thousands of whatever. They just go like that, and they put it in. Take a very quick look, and they put it in. They write Kulei Shir Chazanish. And, you know...
Suk Aleph Aleph.
Huh? What's
the Aleph Aleph and Aleph?
It's if they see... Let's say it's right of Mashulash, they see something's off, so I'll I'm not going to put it in. And But that's basically doing. They're taking a pretty quick look, and that's what they're going ahead and doing. Now, who? No, Chazanish did not say that. What? No, Shir Chazanish. It's the length. Now, sometimes they write Chod Mashulash, sometimes they do write also, even like even according to the Chazanish. They write Chudamak according to Chazan Ish. I'm all they write it, but like that, it's called Adas Shaita. And that Shaita is not very nicker. There are some Tamil Chazan Ish that Chazan Ish also did not sit there looking like that. They went to show him, this is Vadei Gor. He also wasn't like didn't make such, you know, didn't make such a big deal.
They, they put a chut around it. Did you ask for a refund? If it doesn't have, they say that it has a chut.
If it says chut makif, so you're not returning it.
Yeah, it doesn't have it.
If it doesn't have it, they take it back if you have a note from. Now, a shy which does come up is sometimes you have A, B, C. In other words, it's like this. It's A to B, right? This one, and then the C is lower. So A equals B, B equals C, but A doesn't reach C. Yep. So that's the vikuach in terms of you know, whether. That's what it meant. You know, it doesn't mean the kolamak. He said it's a vade b'seder. It means the parakas b'seder. So I guess.
This is
the das of the chazanish. So they say. The Swami Yarchan Kievsky said it's no good. Mr. Karelitz writes that Makam Sayrich is good, Chasad Chak is good. There definitely are some Raira which are make a straight up with the 1, 2, 3. There are Rabbanim more make up with the 1, 2, 3 thing. There are. One starts here, the other one starts here. So it's called a Makif. And the third one starts here. So A doesn't equal meet C. So Mazam is not looking so closely. If it looks barak together, then how barak, how whatever, you have to know exactly. No, it means the wood. It means the eights. Kipshut means the eights. It doesn't mean the whole green. It means the eights. It means the eights. It means they. It means they survive. It means they. Yeah. Now, if you hold, 1 second. If you hold, let's say you're not sure. It's close. You're not sure. So, Mr. Krell said, if you're not sure, then it's good. In other words, it doesn't. Rechazin said, this is vade good. If you're not sure, it's close.
Where would the string even go? Where they come out from?
Yeah.
So why is it different than the scale?
No. Hey, come a second. I want to just... Yeah, give us a minute. We'll try it. Oh. Coming out. So if you want to be machmer for the Idr of the Chazanish, and you're buying a closed package, you probably have to buy 2 closed packages. For that cloth. No, the Anjouan, though the expensive ones, they're good. I'm saying... The Dago ones are excellent. And something.
What the move one?
Like I want most of the closed packages. I buy whatever. I buy a whole bunch of closed packages. But you wait till everyone, then you buy 5 closed packages. It's pretty much because I don't mark the closed packages.
And I
ask
him,
does
this
have an issue? Huh? Also, I have a lot of boys, so I buy a bunch of packs and. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Zakta Shai Tshuva, Anavates Office, Kasab is Merik Sia Hadash and Alov, Shalai Rish, Shazam Megilk Shazah, Apostle. Just like if I'm a Lulav, you have to have Rish Shazam Megilk Shazah, they have to reach each other. Over here, if it doesn't reach each other, it's going to be puzzle. Kavach chaymi milulav. That lulav alach is the only reaches me puzzle. So to over here, kosh kim zelaf in the mikra. We learn from the pasuk. Shara atzav chayves eitzai. This is a very common of kriyakim, which many people don't know. He wants to say that after reaching one to the other one, if it doesn't reach the other one, just like sinar basil, is going to be puzzle. So to over here, it's going to be puzzle. Shai shuvah seisim like the maroksia. Now a lot of the Achronim B'Kri Yaakov, they want to say like Yesh L'Chalik Tim Lulav and Behadas. Lulav is a din that doesn't have a shame. Lulav, if it doesn't have, it's not covered. Lulav is something which is covered. And also, why doesn't it say anything in Tzimei Arab Basel? Why isn't it on the pass list? But if it, you know, the Gemara tells us it doesn't have a problem, the Gemara is not shy. The Gemara tells us when each pass list, when it passes, when it doesn't pass. So why does the Gemara over here say that? What? No, if one doesn't reach the other one.
What's
Ovis? What did I say? Ovis just means that they're 3. Doesn't mean that's covered. What? What did I say? Shechem Leviyim, but it doesn't mean mamish mamish that has to be covered. Because Tzimei Arbaz we find is a pasus, right? Now Tzimei Arbaz is a pasus, and the Gemara says about Ulav. It doesn't say it by, it doesn't say by Adasim. Therefore, the mashmaus would be that the Maisa is something which would not apply to Adasim. One second, there you go. The last one, they've been chosen Rashi. Rashi says of Yom Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Yes, why does say each Mishnah set up separately? Adas, Aravis, and Aswegim. Which one? Yes, Vichalecha, Mashem Vichaver. Each one has a passage the other one doesn't have. It's like Rashi, Tzinei Arbaz, Shaykh Lulav. So Tzinei Arbaz, Lulav, Lulav, and Lulav, 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 Shaykh Lulav, Adas. So come out to face of Rashi that there's no din per se that has to be, there's no din per se that there's going to be that. The Rashash says that the source of Rashash on base on base. It says that it has to be covered. The Rashash wants to say that if it's, sometimes you have them sticking to the side. So Rashash says it'll come out that chur has to be like you're saying chayfin say tzai. If it's sticking to the sides, like the Rashash, it's just going to be possible. Says, "Well, Eilmei Nizar Bezeh. The Eilmei is not Nizar Bezeh, and they seem to take a hadas, even though they're sticking out to the side and they're not going straight up." He says, "With Sarchi and what's Pshat Eilmei is Noyeg Vayzeh." The Chazanish, the Kiryakiv, they say that the Pshat is that if Batsim, if you put it up, it would taka cover it. So then they say it's not going to be issue. The fact that it's going to the side, they say it's not going to be issue. They have Eidus Chazanish took a certain hadas, which was facing to the side. Mitzad Hidur Mitzvah, they say maybe there would be a Maila that goes straight up and is covering, but it was ready to be covered and it's just going to the side, they would say that it's not going to be a problem, it's going to be kosher. Doesn't cover it, it's going like that. It's supposed to go straight. The mile going straight up is not something which is going to, yeah, it's not, but it's not something which is going to be macro. Okay, we'll stop it.